Welcome to this Take Care of You hypnosis session. My name's Darren Finley, and I'm a qualified solution-focused hypnotherapist. Before we start, ensure you're in a comfortable position and in a place where you won't be disturbed until you're ready to be. So, if you haven't yet closed your eyes, I'd like you to do that right now. And as you begin to relax over the course of the next few minutes or so, you can really feel comfortable in the knowledge that you are using this time to tap into your natural ability to instinctively learn, to connect with your body, and taking the time to enjoy your mind's ability to change, to update your instincts, to become the person that you want to be. Now, just begin by taking a very slow, deep breath in, breathing all the way in, hold it for a moment, and then exhale very slowly and smoothly, almost like a sigh of comfort and release, sending a message to every cell within your body that it's time to relax right now. There's nothing here that you need to try to do. You can just allow yourself to have the experience you're having and to be curious about how each out-breath can be released, a letting go. And now, follow my lead as you work your way around the body, squeezing each muscle group and then releasing to help you relax. Start by focusing on your breathing. Breathe in through your nose. Feel the cool air passing through the tip of your nose. And be aware of how your chest expands as you do that. As you lie back, notice the weight of your head resting on the surface beneath you. Fully supported. You don't have to hold on to any stress or tension in your neck. You can just rest your head back, nice and relaxed. And be aware of how your shoulders can now relax, because your body is fully supported. Every muscle, every fibre of your being is beginning to relax. Now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can lie back and just relax. Your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. None of these need disturb or distract you. They're just gentle reminders that the world is safely turning, and you can just allow yourself a moment to relax and let go. Now, let's move on from your shoulders, down your spine, until you reach your stomach. Let go of any tension in your stomach too. And then continue down to your thighs. Gently squeeze and release those muscles. And then move down through your knees, down to your calves. Move down through your calves, all the way down to your toes. And with your feet pointing up, I want you to pull back your foot so your toes are aiming for your shins. And you will feel the tension of the muscles in your calves. Now, release and concentrate on your ankles. I want you to rotate your ankles. Rotate each one. And then back to your toes. Scrunch your toes. And then release. Now, let's move slowly back up your body. Visualize each muscle group as you pass by until you reach the upper arms. I want you to flex those guns. Feel the squeeze in your upper arms. And then release. Now, move down past your elbows, through your forearms, all the way down to your hands. Let's make a fist and squeeze the tension out of your forearms before releasing. And then stretch out those fingers, loosening every finger. Perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your own thoughts as you again pay attention to your breathing. That gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, with every word I speak, you can just let go and relax. Now you're relaxed, I'd like you to really begin to focus on what you want for yourself. What kind of person you want to be. How many benefits would there be in becoming this kind of you? Where you take care of yourself and enjoy greater energy and real pride in yourself. Because you've seen your own face in the mirror many, many times. And sometimes you've looked at yourself and seen that you do look a bit tired. Yet, there have been many times when you've looked healthier and fresher. And I wonder what it would be like to be able to look at your face here and now and see it beginning to soften. To begin to relax. To watch your jaw muscles loosen. To watch the forehead smoothing out. To see the tiny muscles around your eyes relax. As those shoulders of yours sink And if you could see the rise and fall of your chest, there would certainly come a point when you'd notice the breathing was becoming slower and deeper. That's it. As if the thoughts in your mind were just starting to slow down and become a bit softer and more dreamlike. And there's no need to go all the way down right away. You can just enjoy this growing relaxation as a gateway into the kind of state where you can really learn in a new way now. And since the moment you were conceived, you've had a blueprint deep in your cells, in your DNA, for the development of your body. A blueprint of potential. And just as a seed has the blueprint of a strong, healthy plant within it, if you provide that seed with the right nutrients, good soil, sunlight, water, then that plant can grow to its full potential, stretching out its leaves in the sunshine, basking in the rain, so your body too contains the blueprint of a naturally healthy body within it, which was already there when you were just a single cell, there to guide your development into a fetus, into a baby. And there's something about the vulnerability of a baby. Its wide eyes, its innocence and curiosity, its tiny hands and feet, that makes us instinctively want to protect that child, because you can see the preciousness there of the human being that just came into the world. You can see the potential, the whole life ahead of this infant. And if that child is given the right nourishment to help them grow strong and resilient and nourished emotionally with attention and love, and creatively stimulated to develop itself, then that baby can really thrive. And I'd like you to pay attention to the astonishing intricacy of this infant, the amazing sophistication of that body, an immune system ready to learn how to deal with viruses and bacteria, lungs that work hard to absorb oxygen and expel carbon dioxide, a brain with millions of neurons primed to learn, to speak languages, to master complex skills, to adapt to whatever culture it grows up in, primed to learn emotionally, how to connect and bond with others, how to use its innate capacity to be rational and calm down irrational anger and fear. An amazing glandular system, releasing precisely tailored hormones, letting you know that it's time to sleep, when it's time to wake up. Taste buds and smell receptors that let you know what's good to put in your mouth and what's not. And not only is this tiny infant more sophisticated than most complex machines in existence, but it's a living being, a consciousness, a person, utterly unique, an unprecedented blending of genes and environmental factors, never to be repeated again. A person with unique strengths, whose life will involve successes and challenges, sadness and joy, and who will take a unique journey through life. And I'd like you to realize that once upon a time, this was you. And you, yourself, have a blueprint of a healthy, vibrant body and mind. Even now. Right now. It's a permanent part of your DNA. And if sometimes a plant hasn't grown in good soil, or perhaps has not had enough light, it might need caring for. It might need replanting in a place where it can thrive. It might need some proper nutrients. And if your own way of living, your own habits, haven't let that original blueprint within your cells thrive as it might, or if some unnecessary strains have occurred, perhaps forcing that body to survive on lower quality food or to process unhealthy substances, so that body itself having to develop without being properly cared for and not stretched and not exercised. And as you look at the infant you once were, you can begin to feel a desire now to honour and respect the preciousness of your body, and begin to wonder about what kinds of shifts it's going to be important to make in the future. And I'd like you to begin to feel a determination that it's time to make a change. And as you look out towards the future, I'd like you to see yourself out there in the future. The you you really want to be. The you who's taking care of themselves and looking healthier, with bright, sparkling eyes, healthy, glowing skin, more energy. That's it. To fulfill your potential and create the environment where your body and mind can thrive. And as you let this idea become more and more vivid, that's it. I'd like you to take this determination into one of those times where you're going to need it. One of those times when one of those old, unhealthy habits would have previously pulled you off course. Perhaps not bothering to exercise. Perhaps eating badly and not stopping drinking alcohol at an appropriate point. And I'd like you to just get a glimpse of that infant self. See the preciousness in your life, knowing that this journey won't last forever, and that it's so important to take care of yourself. As you notice yourself, respond in a new way. Perhaps you do some more exercise. Perhaps make healthier choices about what you eat or drink. As the first stepping stone towards becoming a healthier you. And I wonder what it would be like after a week, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks of making healthier choices. How you remember the image of that baby you, and remember to take care of yourself, to nourish yourself properly. What fruit and veg will you be adding to your regular meals? What will you be shopping for? What meals will you be choosing? How it will feel to let yourself rest and heal, to get a proper amount of sleep, to make sure you do the things that give you enjoyment and that leave you feeling better. Perhaps talking to friends, going for a walk, doing some healthy form of exercise, listening to music, and to really notice the benefits that pride in yourself, the ability to wake up in the morning and really feel good. And you can listen to this session regularly and deepen the benefits and feel even better as you make real changes in your life. And for now, you can prepare to become wide awake again, little by little, in your own time. noticing at first the position of your body, perhaps. Becoming more aware of the sensation of the surface that you're resting on. More aware of the sounds around you. As you begin to come all the way back now, feeling very good, back to the present, becoming wide awake, you might like to have a nice stretch as you do so. And whenever you're ready, you can just open your eyes. Welcome back. Excellent. Now, the more you relax to this download, the more you'll notice yourself naturally making healthier choices and respecting and caring for your body. I recommend that you listen to it every day for the first week. And after that, as often as you like.